Okay, let's move on to the next one, which is 1115.
Authorized contract with the lowest responsive bidder for the construction remodel of the Schmier Pump Station Upgrade Project Number E07448 for $1,800,000.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, you remembered last week Bill Ryan was here and he tried to trick us into thinking that he was actually Scott Gibson. And
he's not going to pull that stunt
again. We have taken private disciplinary action over that, and now he is back. He is, in fact, Bill Ryan, our chief engineer. You do have a PowerPoint in your packet,
okay.
And I'm going to turn it over to our crack team to run you through this and the next three items. Bill?
Great. Thank you very much, Commissioner, Commissioners. With me today is Dennis Jaramillo, who is the design manager for this project, and I'll let him tell us what's going on.
Morning.
Good morning. So, like Bill said, my name is Dennis Jaramillo. Design project manager for the Schmier Pump Station Upgrade Project. And our main goal for this pump station is basically to upgrade a pump station that was completed right around 1974. It hasn't been upgraded since then, so it's about 40 years old with obsolete pieces of electrical and mechanical equipment, and maintenance is having more and more difficult time acquiring parts to keep this sewage pump station operational. It serves the commercial area in Delta Park, and eight other sewage pump stations feed into it before it feeds its flow into the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant. So with this upgrade, we plan to improve the pump station reliability with new pumps, new electrical and control systems, and also to improve the safety and ease of maintenance access for our millwrights and electricians. In order to do that, we're going to convert the underground portion of the pump station into a submersible pump station. That'll eliminate the need for our guys to perform confined space entry into the below-grade pump station. I've got several slides that show existing conditions as well as some what the new pump station will look like when it's done. While we're doing that, we're also going to increase the capacity of the pump station to accommodate future dry weather and wet weather flows. We're going to move all the electrical and control systems to a brand-new above-grade electrical building. The 40-year-old standby generator that provides backup power will improve reliability of that pump station's eliminate overflows to the slough that's located just north of the pump station. While we're doing that, we're also increasing the site of the pump stations to allow for future odor controls and stormwater treatments, and to expand the pump station. Like I said, this next slide kind of shows the underground portions of this pump station, and one can see the confined spaces where the pumps and the mechanical equipments are on the left side and on the plan view on the right side. This next slide shows what the plan view of the enlarged pump station will look like. On the west side there is our brand new electrical and control building with a brand new generator room. Most of the pumps now are going to be in that submersible circular pump station, and maintenance crews will simply need to just drive up to it and lift out mechanical equipment, and they don't have to enter that confined space anymore. Side view of what the completed pump station will look like. Some elevation views of that new control building. As far as project budget and schedule, our engineer's construction cost estimate is approximately $1.8 million. We're confident about that estimate. And this project has been in the design, pre-design, and permitting stage for about 2.5 years now. And we've spent about $500,000 through those process, and we plan to advertise the project December 1st and bid opening about 3 weeks later. Notice to proceed to the successful lowest responsible bidder by March and completing the project 1 year later. That's all I've got.
Okay.
Questions?
Questions. Looks good. 1974, we're due.
Yeah, all those round buildings that you see across the city are going away. You know, having all the electrical equipment and having the workers have to go into the area that's got all the gases from the sewage in there. I mean, we do have air handling systems to take it out, but it's not a safe environment, so we're changing that out.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, then this passes second reading.
Thank you very much. Thank you.